Okay. Now let's see how all this applies to the auditor in auditing. This matter of his belief and his own confusion. Let's discover that the preclear's first consideration is his survival. That's his first consideration. It also very well may be his last one. It's the first thing he's thinking about. There it is. On a crude human basis, way downscale. He measures his survival to the degree that he can command his environment to move away. You got that? To the degree that he can command his environment to move away. I'd say 99% of the cases that sit down in an auditing chair in front of an auditor have that as their first and foremost thought. Because things are closing in on them. Things are closing in. They're getting too dense. They're getting packed in much too tight. They are far too confused. They don't know enough. But more than that, the environment is dangerous to them. Why should they worry about anybody moving in on them? The number of people who would hurt them are very few indeed. The bulk of those are in insane asylums and prisons. As far as the motives of their fellow men are concerned, these motives are far better than they even vaguely suspect them to be. Here, we have a problem and a misread of the environment and its intentions. You can ask this individual what his intentions are to the environment, and you'll find that they are not really bad. But you ask him what the intentions of the environment are to him, and you will find out that they're bad. You see that? We've got an overbalance running here. The individual has in himself enough innate humanity to recognize that he does not mean an enormous amount of harm to the environment. Even brought way on upscale, I keep bringing them upscale and expecting any moment somebody to step out and say he's going to murder everybody and conquer the world, but they never do. They get to feeling real mean and real cocky and go down the steps and pat a little dog on the head. Real vicious people. Well, this individual has been convinced by the fact that everybody and everything sounds so certain. Everything and everybody sounds so certain, and he knows he's not certain. Many people have been around who did he mill, and he begins to cross-identify with people and consider that they themselves are dangerous to him. They have picked his attention up off the environment, off the universe, to such a degree that he is fixated on their intentions toward him, and he does not believe these to be extremely good. He believes them to be very poor, indeed. But he will uniformly believe them, those intentions toward him, to be worse than his intentions toward others. This is quite interesting. At a certain level, we call this propitiation. At another level, it's simply high-toned. All right. Where's our entrance point with this individual if his fixation is on survival and people doing him in and so forth? Now, I'm not just talking about one kind of case, you know. It manifests itself in various ways. There is a very tiny minority of cases who believe the entire environment is running away and leaving them. But this case is less than, numerically, the number of cases that are being closed in on. But it's an unfortunate fact that the case that the environment is running away and leaving considers that everybody is leaving him again because they're no good. You know, they mean to do him harm. That's why they're leaving him.